This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. The holidays are fast approaching, and by now, I think you know what I'm going to say. There has never been a holiday season quite like this one before. Making decisions about the risks and rewards of traveling is very complicated in the moment, especially as COVID cases surge through Michigan and the United States. This in turn affects the travel industry, which for months has continually navigated frequent changes in safety measures, restrictions, not to mention consumer confidence. We're checking in now with some travel experts to see what the industry's going through. Chris Conlon is president and CEO of Conlon Travel, an Ann Arbor-based business, and Olivia Post is a travel advisor with Conlon. Chris, Olivia, nice to talk to you.
Thank you for having us.
Great to be here.
Chris, I know that your company coordinates multiple kinds of travel, professional, leisure. Let's talk a little bit about how the pandemic has affected each of them. What's going on with business travel right now? I feel like I know some people who have had to be out on the road. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yes, business travel was impacted very, very quickly. Actually, all aspects of travel were, but business was easier to cancel and quicker. It's not as much lead time. So business travel is down a good 80 to 85% right now, pretty much across the board, with virtually no business travel going to Europe or Asia or even South America. Most of the business travel that is occurring is happening domestically.
I know, Chris, that you also worked with some group travel. I imagine that went by the wayside very quickly. Are there any such trips being conducted right now?
No, none at all. There are trips that are still being put together, though. There's optimism out there. We're talking in group travel. The lead time there is a good 12 to 18 months. So we're working on programs, not just for mid to late 2021, but also into 2022.
And leisure travel, just individuals wanting to go someplace. What's going on there?
People are stir crazy. They just can't wait to get on their next vacation. We've rebooked people, and then we've rebooked their rebookings, and we will continue to do so until people feel that it is safe to travel. There's a lot of things that come into play that will make travel safe again. The airlines were quick to put in new safety protocols there, but everybody has their different level of risk tolerance. So leisure travel, that's where we hear from most of our clients right now saying, just get me out of here. And as the winter months come here in Michigan, they'll become even more stir crazy.
Olivia, I know that your focus is leisure travel. From the clients that you've been working with, who is planning trips right now and what kind of trips are they planning?
So a lot of the trips are the people who are coming to us right now are those with outstanding bookings that we had to refund, rebook. So we're seeing a lot of those return requests to put together those trips that had been planned. But we're also seeing a lot of, I would say, younger individuals, those who don't have as great a risk to COVID. They're looking at things that are definitely more sustainable, community oriented, and diverse. I think one of the things that people have realized over this time is that they want their travel to impact and mean something. So that's been an exciting thing to see and a hopeful thing to book as well.
What does that mean when we talk about travel with an impact?
Sure. So sustainable tourism is, I guess, a broad term for it, but it means trips with a purpose, trips that are sustainably oriented, like cycling tours that don't use as much gas, and programs that center on wildlife and preservation. There's a booking I've been looking at for a client that was looking at, you know, in the future, traveling to Rwanda and working to help preserve the endangered wild mountain gorilla. So things that are more conscious to the destinations that folks are traveling to.
When we look at domestic travel, there are some U.S. states like New York that have restrictions imposed on visitors from other states. As a travel advisor, how do you navigate those rules?
We take our direct guidance from the CDC. So when something is in lockdown, of course, that wouldn't be somewhere we'd advise our clients to visit at this time. But we've been looking farther out into May, June, July, farther out into 2021, remaining hopeful that those destinations will lessen their lockdown restrictions, because New York, as I'm sure you know, it's an amazing place to visit, and there's so much to offer, both culturally and arts and everything wise. It's a great place.
Is international travel even an option right now? Are we up to countries that are accepting U.S. visitors? Can we count those on two hands?
Just about. We can, yeah.
There are very few countries that are. Certainly you can travel to Mexico. They have the fewest restrictions on inbound passengers. But anywhere else you go, it is highly restrictive, from no travel allowed at all to if you enter, you must do the quarantine. They're starting to get creative. There's a hotel chain in Europe called Accor Hotels, and they will offer you a room at the Heathrow Airport for, let's say, £100, and it comes with a COVID test with a 24-hour turnaround, hoping that since every government is pretty much doing their own thing, and here we see in the States, each state is doing their own thing, they're hoping there might be some organization to it all where when you enter, if you have a negative COVID test, you can continue on and not have to quarantine. So internationally, it's pretty tight out there. We might normally be sending 120 passengers a day internationally from the agency. If we have one a day, I'd be surprised.
And I imagine that this is an especially stark difference with respect to the holidays. Are you working with anyone who's booking trips for Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Yes, absolutely we are. And we're talking to them daily because they're starting to reconsider those plans, even with the upcoming weekend of travel, when most people will be flying to their destination within the next 7 to 10 days. People are reconsidering those as well.
You know, I feel like we have to acknowledge the elephant in the room for the moment, and that's just that our health officials are strongly suggesting that we not do any non-essential travel right now. I mean, Governor Whitmer stood up at a press conference last weekend and, like, practically begged people to stay in place. I mean, how are you having these conversations with people? I know that there are thousands and thousands of jobs that, you know, that have hung in the balance and that have already been eliminated in the travel sectors. But how do you talk to people about making the decision to take a trip?
Yeah, that's a really great question, because we could easily say things that would be very self-serving. And we have been here for 61 years. We've got a great customer base that's very loyal. The last thing we want to do is put anyone in danger. So we defer, as Olivia mentioned, the CDC. We defer to quite a few links, because there's quite a few people that will throw caution to the wind and fly, and they'll have a successful trip. But we are there to help them along the way with the logistics. We can help them find information about the destinations they're going to as far as health and safety goes. It is ultimately their decision, but we're very compassionate about this. I agree. I've taken very few trips myself during all this, and I've got tremendous pent-up demand and, frankly, become emotionally compromised that I haven't been able to travel. But I'm doing that because of the situation we see all over the country.
I remember after September 11th, 2001, there were some lasting changes to how we do travel, both domestically and internationally, particularly airline travel. Do you two think that COVID is going to create some permanent changes in the travel industry?
Definitely. I think we're going to be seeing more destinations that, in order to fly into them, you're going to have to have a vaccine to visit, and proof of that. I know American Airlines has put out their safety measures, but it's definitely something we're watching closely, and it's going to have a lasting impact for sure.
I've been on 6 flights since March, and the airports, the airline equipment are spotless. It's quite a pleasure to fly. Everyone's wearing masks, and if they aren't, they're kicked off the plane. And the airlines are making a big deal out of kicking people off planes, because that shows that they're enforcing the rules.
We've all seen the videos on social media.
Exactly. I mean, keep them coming, because that helps build some confidence in the product and in the enforcement of the safety measures. So something to come out of it long term would be our product is going to be cleaner. The hotels, the rental cars, the airplanes, the airports, everything that's involved in travel and transportation and hospitality will be healthier.
this has been the year when all of those business trips moved over to Zoom. And despite the Zoom fatigue that a lot of people are feeling for all those long meetings, I do wonder if business travel is going to be different once a vaccine is widely available. Chris, what do you think is going to happen?
Oh, business travel will definitely resume. I mean, we're hearing that from our corporations right now, some that are even flying now and some that have prohibited all travel. They do believe it will be coming back. None of them, though, predict that it will be as strong as it was in 2019, and not for at least half a decade or maybe more. The Zoom calls, they certainly have served a purpose, but a business traveler, you know, the moment a client of a corporation gets a visit from a competitor in person, you can imagine that that client will hop on a plane and also visit in person. There's just something to be said about that. And you've been on quite a few Zoom calls, I'm sure. Maybe you had to cancel a conference or a convention that became virtual. You know, it's just not the same. So much is done on the side, in the evenings, at social hour. It will come back. It's just going to take a lot of time.
Chris, we've heard from travel industry professionals across the board that this year has involved some financial hits for their business. How has Conlon Travel been getting through this?
Great question. Yes, when your business is down 85%, you have to react. So we certainly were amongst the millions of businesses that participated in the PPP program, which was very successful. Of course, we're waiting for final rules on that. And as soon as we get politics aside, I think more will come out on that settlement and maybe a second round. So we've had to lay off employees, and some have full-time, have turned into part-time. But at the same time we're doing that, Conlon Travel, we're working on our fourth acquisition of travel agencies. There are many out there that just were ready to retire maybe in a year or two, and this has prompted them to pull the trigger. And so we are welcoming several Michigan-based travel agencies into our family.
Olivia, how do you stay connected with clients during this period where, as you say, there have been bookings and rebookings, formulation of plans and reformulation of plans? What's been useful in trying to stay in touch with people?
Well, certainly Zoom meetings have been great, or phone calls with clients, more so than before COVID, most definitely. I personally have been using social media too, and encourage my clients to follow me on those. And I post travel, you know, inspirational destination pieces and YouTube videos about travel to get them continually excited about their trip, but also about what else they can plan and why they should book with a travel advisor. So social media has been a great assist in keeping connected with them.
It's the only place anybody's living and going on vacation these days.
Yes.
It's true.
Olivia Post is a travel advisor with Conlon Travel. We've also been talking with Chris Conlon, the company's president and CEO. Chris, Olivia, it's great talking to you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, April.